Hi, my name is Anita Foster, and I'm the Library and Media Specialist at Autry Middle School in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Hi, I'm Ingrid Hansen. I'm the Library Media Specialist at Lindley Sixth Grade Academy in Mapleton, Georgia.
Hey, everyone. I'm Lori Quintana, and I'm the Library Media Specialist at Griffin Middle School in Smyrna, Georgia. And you're listening to Overdue Conversations from the Library.
But I almost see as a media specialist serving an administrator type role in the things that I need her to serve on.
Okay, so you guys have heard me rave and just gush all about my administrator, Jeffrey Cross.
Not once, not ever.
Only every time we get together, because I have the best administrator. But so you guys have heard me. Notice how I keep talking so they can't,
you know, why
you argue with that.
You know why you're still getting away with that, don't you?
I am pleased to be sitting here with my administrator, Mr. Jeffrey Crawford.
That's so awesome. Thank you, Mr. Crawford, for joining.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here.
He's my administrator. He's my principal. He's my pal.
Yeah, I mean, this is awesome because, you know, as you, Overdue is all about advocating for our profession as library media specialists. And so to have an administrator, Mr. Crawford is the principal at Autry Middle School. And so to be able to get his point of view of the library media specialist profession, I'm very excited about this.
Definitely. I think it's just going to be so interesting and insightful to be able to ask questions, get answers, and to be able to share it with everyone.
Super I agree.
Excited. Anita, are you going first?
I'm going to go first since I have him sitting here right with me.
Okay.
Okay. So my first question is, how should a librarian who is new to a school or has a new admin that's new to their school build a relationship with their admin? Because I've bragged about us, Jeff. We have a really good relationship, and a lot of people outside of Autry has even noticed that we have a really good administrator media specialist relationship. So how can somebody either that's new to the building or that has a new admin build that relationship with their administrator?
I first need to say that Anita has been the best media specialist that I've ever worked with, including the good fortune I've had to work in several schools in a few different states. Where we stand right now in our library learning commons, what we're doing for this school community and the kids is truly phenomenal. And we've come so far in the past decades to be the more traditional library space to what Autry Middle School, I'm sure y'all school too, is also modeling in terms of where we're serving the learning commons to be that heartbeat and educational instructional headquarters of school. It's an exciting place to be. So kudos to all three of you for what you're doing, transforming the spaces and being leaders in that effort. I appreciate it. And I speak for all administrators when I say that.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate
thanks.
That.
That's
that
so
that
nice.
Was going to be my next question is that a general consensus across all administration in the district or even at board library media specialists in all areas as far as being viewed by administration?
Well, can he answer my question first?
Yeah.
Well, I will say, and I appreciate the word relationship. Relationships are key in getting a sense of who you're working with and where that common ground is as far as people's goals for an organization. And I think that conversation, communication, building relationships, finding that common ground to make sure you're kind of aligning yourselves and where you stand as far as next best steps. And I will say, too, including kind of my opening statement, it didn't happen overnight. I mean, we've been working together now for several years. It's taken a long time to get to the point where we stand right now, transforming that library that used to be the more traditional long shelves, tall shelves, media center cage with metal and glass. And we totally gutted the space the Learning Commons model is right now. And I think it just gets a sense of getting excited about what you've accomplished. And then once you get that accomplished, talking about the next steps as far as goals. And one thing that I get excited about with Anita, but also one thing that I'm passionate about is I never want to have the same year again. So thinking about what is the next step for us as a school, with the Learning Commons being one of the most critical parts in that.
Into the position, I was the school's TIS for 1 year, and then our positions were cut. So in that June I was still under contract and they let me come into the Autry when I did not have days that I was doing training. We totally revamped the teaching area and took out shelves and put in a smart board and brought in tables over there for students to sit at, to have a teaching area because there wasn't one before. But let me just tell you, Mr. Crawford was right there next to me as I was emptying the shelves and reshelving the books so that we were transforming the space together. He didn't just say, oh, yeah, you can come in and you can do it and just leave me to it. He was in there with me taking books off shelves, loading them onto carts. Okay, Anita, where do we need to move these to? And helping me move those books. Now, were they all in order? No, but I appreciated his help.
Of us going back and forth, but I do need to say one of the most wonderful things about being a principal is getting good people in place. And once you get those good people in place, let them do what they're meant to do and get out of their way and let them make it happen. And I'm blessed for Anita, and also what I hear about you too, in terms of what you guys accomplish and what your vision is for Learning Commons, which is truly phenomenal.
I absolutely love that. And I'm so thankful that you said that, because it makes all of the difference in the world having your admin by your side, like you were talking about, Anita. And I know when Paul and I were still working together, he was in the library every day saying good morning, talking to the students, interacting with what was happening in here. And it just really creates a vibe where not only, you know, the students, but our peers see how valuable the library space is for student learning. And, you know, just making it that collaborative space, and not only the space, but with us as well, in how we can impact student learning and achievement.
Well, I think another thing with our relationship that's so important is I know I can go to him. And yes, sometimes he answers emails while we're having a conversation, and I'm fine with that. But I also know that if I close his door and I say, I need your full attention, I've got his full attention. And there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't come through the CLC to check on us, or just to say good morning or good afternoon sometimes when I haven't seen him all day. So he does make his rounds and make sure that we are a part of that. So I appreciate that too.
And kind of extending to the question and talking about relationships, it also, as I referenced, just the teamwork piece. And team members need to feel comfortable and excited about discussing the good, the bad, the ugly, as the nature of teaching and learning is happening. So having that good team in place where there's little hesitation to talk about the truth and what reality is and what pathway we need to take to be able to accomplish the great things that our kids deserve makes all the difference in the world.
Well, I really like how you talked about empowering the people that you do put in place and giving them that empowerment to do what they do best. And so when, you know, library media specialists, we do have our background, our master's degree, and we learn a lot in our library programs that we bring to our individual schools and everything. So having that empowerment from administration makes all the difference in creating a welcoming library and our programs that help with all different things, technology and literacy, to make that impact on our students. And so, I mean, I'm kind of interested in knowing, as an administrator, do you view library media specialists as leaders in the building, and what kind of roles do you see them having to be leaders?
Wow, the short answer is a resounding yes. and I'll say too, someone that's of my age, I've been doing this for a while. I mean, I still have visions of K-12 education and undergraduate work and graduate work with traditional libraries where it's a quiet place to be, where the librarians help check out books or get available resources. And we still have people that default to that's kind of what libraries are. And where we come from with the Media Center and now our Learning Commons model being showcased is really getting a sense of what the next step needs to be as far as transforming the school into a place that's focused on teaching and learning and utilizing everybody's strengths for that. So back to your question as far as leadership, the media specialist is an instructional leader in the school, just as I, being their principal, is an instructional leader of the school. And that Learning Commons focus really gives a sense of the media specialist partnering with all stakeholders to make sure that we're really accomplishing the goals of a school and what the priorities are in each and every classrooms, looking at the standards we're expecting our kids to master and what the media specialist can offer as far as Learning Commons assets to make sure we work together as a team to make that happen. So I like I said before, and I'll say it again, the Learning Commons piece is kind of that gel that kind of holds the school together. I consider it the heartbeat, the instructional center. And that being the case, the media specialist has to be an instructional leader and connected with those teams to make sure the instructional goals are being met.
So if somebody asked you, what exactly does a library media specialist do? How would you answer that? Because we get that from our peers.
That's a great question, Lori.
Yeah, I think it's a really great question. And kind of contrasting what I said previous decades of experience in terms of libraries, we've come such a long way. And to be short, I mean, I'm shocked when I walk into our Learning Commons and it's quiet or there's not a lot of people in there. I'm used to classes being there. I'm used to busyness. I'm used to activity, to collaboration, to technology being used, to Anita and the media paraprofessional, along with the teachers, partnering together to serve the different kids' needs. We have the instructional classroom space, interactive board, the different mediascapes tables, the laptops being used. It's just it's a thriving place of energy that focuses on teaching and learning that the media specialist is a true facilitator for. And our staff and our kids really expect and need and get excited about Anita kind of taking on those roles. So she helps be the facilitator and the tour guide of all the Learning Commons model can offer. And we've come such a long way in the last few years. We're in a really, really good place now that we can kind of reflect upon what needs to be fine-tuned as far as becoming even better than we were the year before. If that answers your question.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of wondering when somebody thinks of our position or our profession, being at the level of like an academic coach or something along those lines, being the instructional partners that we are in et cetera, and being able to be viewed as such. And so I just was curious if administration in general view us as that or, how we could evolve to get to that point.
Most definitely. And I think the day in and day out, as far as partnership with the different collaborative teams and our CCC focus in Cobb County, which some people might align to more of the PLC focus, is that they need to stay connected to the teams and what their needs are and be an active part of that CCC. And then also too, one thing that stands out that's obviously a little bit more special in thinking about the Learning Commons model is just getting a sense of the excitement and how to have kids be engaged in quality reading activities and get a sense of the excitement of what reading can do. We have a phrase here as far as readers are leaders, being the leader in me school that we are and the focus on leadership with Anita being our media specialist. We also have the kids and every one of them has unique skills and talents and some of them soar with their reading ability and what we can do to enrich them, but also support some of the reluctant readers and get into a position better off than when they started with us too. And we've done some pretty significant things to help that profile of a child also.
I think that is amazing. And I love everything you're saying. Along that same line, I'd really like to know what you think the impact is of a reading culture and of reading promotions and things that are happening within that space to encourage and support reading.
Yeah, and I appreciate that question. And obviously, that reading skill set is so fundamental for the teaching and learning priorities we have here in the school. And in being a middle school, I know you guys can appreciate this too, where you are. Kids come to middle school with different ranges of abilities and competencies. And our goal is to kind of meet them where they are and get them where they need to be, which in our case is going to be successful high school students in a few years. So I think having the kids get excited about reading and having initiatives that match who your kids are in your building makes a world of difference. And I'm sure as you three talk with each other, there's different things that you all do that I think is exciting for your own school, but may not work for the other. And I think too, looking at the kids that come in with a high level of reading abilities, some of them are going to be learning despite us and our challenge is how to enrich their lives further to make sure we kind of really add some value to the education at the middle school level. But getting a sense of making sure that reading is cool, reading is fun, reading is valuable, and help also impress upon them the reading abilities and skills that you learn throughout the middle school years are going to help you not just to be a successful middle school student, but also be a successful citizen and prepared for high school success and beyond.
So, Mr. Crawford, on that note, talking about all of the library resources that are valuable for our students, I'm wonder, we each get a budget and it's all dependent on student count each year. And so not everybody has the same budget to buy those resources, technology, and the books and et cetera. So how can we convince, or I don't know if that's the right word, but kind of form that partnership with our administration to help fund or get those resources for the library that go above and beyond our budgets?
No, and I appreciate that question. And that's somewhat connected to establishing a common ground and looking at the goals you guys have as a team and having conversation about, well, traditionally, how's the money being spent? What demands are there as far as requests and needs that are currently needed to be satisfied? And then trying to be creative as far as what we can do aside from the local budget to help supplement certain activities or promotions or what have you that might be able to serve some needs that might not otherwise be met, which also includes tapping into our community and looking at business partnerships or families in our community and looking at ways to supplement what things that we might not have otherwise to help make sure we get what we need for our kids. So I think money is always going to be an issue. The challenge is how do we prioritize the best we can and then tap the available resource to make sure that we're showing a team united front in terms of what we're doing to serve our kids. And especially in our area here in the Kennesaw-Acworth area, very, very pro-education and student-centered and want to do what's best for our children. And I think in looking at how we're utilizing money in a good steward spirit, I think makes all the difference in the world. And once you get people bought into your excitement and your mission and your purpose, I really think that exciting things can happen. So long story short, I think it's those creative conversations looking at what we're budgeted, but also looking at creative means to satisfy some needs that may not be able to be solved otherwise.
That's fabulous, because I'm a seeing is believing girl. And so just talking to Anita and all of the activities that she does in her library and the exposure that the library gets at Autry, it's the same over here at Griffin Middle School. And so, but a lot of times I'm asked, well, how does what you do in the library really tie in with assessment that's taking place in the school? And so I'm curious if how you could give us advice on how our programs or anything that we're doing with the collaboration with the content area and stuff, how can assessment be tied in so that our programs are considered valuable and, you know, with all the testing and everything that we're required to do and stuff?
Lori, great. So glad you asked that. I was literally going to jump in before you did. So, yay.
Yeah. And I appreciate that question. And going back to that CCC or PLC focus, like with Anita, she's sitting in the horizontal team meetings across the different content areas and grade levels to get a pulse of what are they talking about? What are their needs? What are their priorities? What's the unit conversation? What assistance do they need? And actually she becomes partners, part of the team in ways to kind of help divide and conquer to help the instructional experience be meaningful for the kids. And I can reasonably see that the domain of assessment definitely connected to that and how we can utilize the media specialist expertise and proficiency within certain areas to help us create, be it the common formative, common summatives, what are we doing to assess kids, and also creatively thinking, what are we doing when kids already know it, or what do we do when they don't know it, and maybe utilize that learning commons space to help supplement some of those focused conversations we have on a consistent basis. So even though I appreciate the assessment focus, I would go back to that big umbrella of our PLC focus and having the media specialists connect regularly on a frequent cycle with the team to kind of see where they are and then offer assistance, offer support, offer coaching and guidance to make sure that we're really creating an assessment program that's balanced, but also is respectful of creating valid and reliable ways to assess the kids to truly put our thumb on their mastery of the content standards.
You know what, I think that's so interesting. And right along those same lines, we're talking about so many things right now that the library media specialist does in all of our buildings. But I'm really interested, because you just mentioned some of them, what the expectation of administration is for a library media specialist.
The expectation?
Yes, sir.
Well, to be short and blunt, it's to be an instructional leader in the school that helps facilitate the success of our learning commons model. Anita, I consider, and not that she has a title of administrator, but I almost see as a media specialist serving an administrator type role in the things that I need her to serve on, be it strategic planning committee or different leadership things within the school? Because obviously with the Learning Commons being such an integral part of what we do, I really need her voice and I need her involvement and I need her participation in helping make decisions that aligns our goals to really what the Learning Commons can fulfill for us too. So that's a book. Long story short, going back to the instructional leader. Well, what are we doing to make sure that we're really progressing that way that we need to make sure our kids are being successful and then helping make sure that what's offered in our Learning Commons is truly aligned to what our kids need as we go throughout the pace of the school year. And that's kind of keeping the pulse of student achievement and how things are faring and what needs certain attention and what doesn't, and making sure we're focusing on our priorities. So I'm blessed. I say again that Anita really keeps a good pulse on where we stand instructionally in the building. And that's what I get inspired about with her level of service, but also too, it's really what I expect of her because I need her to serve that role with her unique position. She serves as a media specialist.
Well, obviously we love everything you say and we think you're fabulous, but what would you say to an administrator who doesn't view their librarian as a valuable asset?
Ooh. Well, I don't understand that, but I can try to comment on that. It's such an awesome asset for a school community. I'm hard pressed to think that someone would have that perception, but if that is the case in terms of underutilizing the role of media specialist, my first recommendation would be is to talk to people that do take advantage of the media specialist and the Learning Commons role, being connected with that synergy of a school community and create conversations with people who are finding that level of success. Over the years that I've been here, Anita's not only been great in kind of helping share her expertise, but also getting a sense of, hey, come check out our Learning Commons and we'll show you where we come over the years and where we are right now to get a sense of the positive difference that it's making. And I think it kind of parallels a little bit in terms of looking at the student mindset in terms of what gets students excited to be more successful in school. Success breeds more success, and get a sense of what's being successful for someone that might be applicable to a student. What might be successful for certain school for Learning Commons media specialists could be transferable for another school too. So I think sharing experiences, and I think you all too, the fact that you all creating these conversations with three of y'all working together, it also parallels what administrators do too. We talk and we share to make sure that we're kind of sharing experiences and kind of stealing best ideas, so to speak, to help serve our community. And I think that collaboration piece and sharing is critical in kind of showcasing where success is and finding out what's going to work best for your school setting.
Okay, Anita, now I know why you love him.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
I told y'all this. Okay, I have two more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Anita. So my next question he knows is coming because I let him preview it.
I know which one it is.
But not only that, he would have expected it had I let him preview it or not.
And I'm assuming it has to do with us being able to do all the things we've talked about.
Right? Yes. And be as successful as we want to be.
Is how do I get my ParaPro back full?
Talk to Paul. I said, talk to Paul.
I wasn't expecting Anita to share any questions before this meeting. But she did choose to share this one. And to be honest, I would have been surprised if she didn't ask me that question. So no surprise on my end.
I've only been asking for 6 years. So.
And we love that about you, Anita.
Yes, as do I. And one of the things I love, be it talking about a full-time paraprofessional or anything that you all are passionate about, being an advocate for what you represent and the role that you serve, it can't be overstated enough as far as what we need from you. Because sometimes, obviously, even though I wish I could satisfy all the needs of the program and what it needed, desires for the school, balance as far as my responsibilities, as far as what priorities I focus on and what support I can give. And I really am blessed to have her. And I know your schools are blessed to have you serve the role you're serving to take care of the mission of what we do within our Learning Commons model. So thank you. With that said, it kind of parallels my budget response in a little bit. I think looking at the full-time paraprofessional, which, let me just be blunt, I think is needed. I think looking at middle schools having 3 out of the 5 days covered leaves a gap that in looking at the role of media specialists being an instructional leader that we need and expect them to be, we're compromised a little bit in not having that paraprofessional be a full-time position. We're a little bit blessed right now at Autry in terms of looking at our ISS paraprofessional in days that we don't have a need for that service. And thankfully, in helping kids make some better choices, someone who's phenomenal in assisting in our CLC, our Collaborative Learning Center. But more often than not, it is missed here at school. And it goes back to continuing the conversation and talking to the right people to make sure we're part of the change process in a productive and respectful way, that we're still evolving to a place where we're getting that back again. I think we as a county had that momentum again building. And I would like to think that it's only a matter of time before that happens. I wish I knew when that would be, but I think there's definitely a fan base that appreciate the advocacy you all are showing to realize that again, hopefully in the near future. So in having that paraprofessional full time, and just say it this way, it allow you all to maximize the role that you're meant to serve, which is being part of the instructional leadership team of the school community.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Crawford.
Definitely.
And I'm not reading a script right now. She's just looking at me saying, what do you want to say about that?
Well, I can say having a full-time para right now, how amazing it has been for me in creating the library program we have over here at Griffin Middle School. And I can tell you my library circulations before full-time para were averaging around 11,000 per year. Last year we circulated 48,000 books, and I can tell you right now that would not have been even remotely possible for me, even physically, to do that without a full-time para. And
Lori, that has a lot to do with your Griffin Reads 30 program, though, the increase in your circulation.
Does. But again,
which I think we need to talk about on one podcast coming up.
Agreed.
Well, but you're talking about a program that I co-facilitated with our academic coach, our ELA academic coach, and I could not have done that without a full-time para.
I agree.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Okay, so does anybody else have a question? Because I have one more, but I'm saving it for last.
Well, I think we're good.
I mean, I could ask questions.
Right, we could go on all night.
But that's just me and my love for my job, Anita. But he's your principal, so I'm going to let you, ask.
Okay, so this is a personal question that I'm going to be asking. And
what one thing could I improve on?
What one thing about Anita in our communication with each other is just finding ways to connect and be on the same page of next steps for each other. And I think the improvement piece is, let's just continue as we join as a team, partner stronger as we become older and wiser and become stronger as a team, what we do to make sure we're being as aggressive as we can to maximize what that learning common space means for Autry Middle School. So I think the improvement piece is, let's become better at what we do and not give up the good fight and never be satisfied that what we have is enough. Because I always think as a school improvement, it's a continuous process that never ends. And likewise, the potential within the Learning Commons model, I think, is also a learning process that there's always room to improve and fine tune and become better to serve the best needs of our kids and our community.
I wanted on the record that he did not say, Anita, you can improve by being on time more, because this year I have been on time every single day.
You've been great, most definitely.
It's only August.
I know.
We know you.
I know, unfortunately.
Thank and appreciate you three for all you do in your role as media specialists. And even though it feels a little bit weird to be talking into a phone and thinking about this might be listened to by other people, I also want to send a shout out to all the media specialists across the country or the world who might be listening, because I got kind of excited, as it was Anita, as far as some of the different countries that were actually listening, which is, yes, which is awesome. And kudos to you all. And my big advice is, just keep up the good fight and do what we need to do what's best for our kids and our schools. And you guys are a critical part of our success. So thank you.
You know, honestly, your enthusiasm and commitment to student success is infectious. And I just want you to know what a pleasure it was to speak with you and how much we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk with us. So thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. I just have one more bit of business to do. Ladies, are you ready?
What's that?
Okay. So, burning question. You guys are not answering our burning questions. So we are revamping burning questions. At the top of our Twitter page is a link where you can click on it and go in and leave us a 60-second audio clip through our app that we use, Anchor.
Flipping this on our audience.
We are flipping this. So you have not answered my burning questions. So now what we're doing is we're revamping the burning questions, and we want to answer your burning questions. So what questions do you have for us that you might need a solution to, or need us to put our heads together and think about that would help you in some way, or something that you just want to know about? So,
because as Lori always says, we're better together. So if you've got something that you want answered, you have something that worries you, concerns you, or you just want to talk about, let us know.
Yes, because we want to make this a conversation and include you in the conversation. So, yes. So please go to our Twitter page at Overdue Lib Talk. And it's the very top thing. We have it pinned at the top. You can click on that link and you can get a conversation and ask us a question. So thank you for listening all around the world. Yes, we do have listeners all over the world, and we are about to break. I think with this podcast, our ninth podcast, we will be breaking the 1,000 listener mark.
That is amazing. Thank you.
We had our podcast collectively listened to 1,000 times almost. So I think with this podcast, we may be breaking that. So thank you for your support. And
I just want to say something before we go too, ladies, is that I invite other administrators who may listen to this podcast to get in touch with the administrators who have the kind of partnerships we have with our, and learn about what we can do in the libraries, what we are doing in our libraries, or even call us and talk to us as the experts. We are so happy to share.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So I want this to continue beyond today's podcast.
Absolutely.
I agree. I think this conversation needs to spark some other conversations with administration on how they can utilize their library media specialists in a positive way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like Mr. Crawford, Mr. Gillihan.
Dr. McGee,
I'm sorry.
But do you guys realize why I have said for years I have the best administrator?
He is pretty phenomenal. I'm not going to lie to you.
He is phenomenal. I'm so appreciative of him joining us today.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Crawford, and thank you, ladies, and I'm going to sign out.
Just a reminder that everything that we say is our own opinions and our own voice and does not reflect on our schools, our administrators, or our school district.